Hi, it's me Aarti on the day 6 of the 90 day YouTube challenge, and I'm so bright, happy, cheerful on a Monday because I'm not working. Yay! The only thing that I've been doing since the last few days is eating, sleeping, chilling and just like being. And then of course now vlogging since the last 6 days, which actually is bringing me immense joy. Today I thought I'll talk about this one thing that I watched a TED talk about and it immediately struck a chord with me. So I thought it could do the same to you. The TED talk was about, is it really important to, you know, follow your one true passion in life and have that one purpose, or is it okay to just like have many passions and follow them? And this is something that I have struggled with since I was a kid. Actually, bachpan mein to hum sabko pucha hi jata hai na ki beta bade hoke kya banoge, and then like any other normal kid would have, I had like a lot of different answers to it. Every year it kept changing. Like one year it was I wanted to be a doctor, and then the next year IAS officer, to a fashion designer, to an air hostess, like it was wavering in all directions, till I think I finally like at some point figured out that my inclination lied towards arts, and that was something that always intrigued me and fascinated me. And I think jab tak main apne 9th 10th mein aa gayi thi, I was pretty sure like main mass communication padhne wali hu, I'm going to do it for grads and then I'm going to figure out what happens next. So things pretty much got interesting when I was doing my mass communication from Pune. I was in my first year, and there was a new radio station launching in Pune, and I got a call for an audition. And me being me, I said, no, I am not going. I'm not going to make it. I'm not good at all. So let me just stay away from it. But somehow, like as luck would have it, I landed at that audition. I cleared it. And then I was a radio jockey in Pune for the next 3 years. And I think I don't remember a single day when I did not enjoy doing my show. Back then, like each day on the show was just so exciting, just like creating content for your own self, and then like, you know, picking the interesting stuff and then talking to your listeners about it, them sharing their views to you, with you. It was just a very, very interesting process, which I completely loved doing back then. After a few years of radio, I came to Bombay to meet one of my friends who was then shooting at the Yash Raj studios, and you know, he casually told us, why don't you guys come and see the shoot I'm at. So we being the N2 cutlets, so we were like, yeah, shoot, let's go see how it is and everything. And I still remember that day when I entered Yash Raj studios, that particular studio, and the set, the lights, the cameras, trolleys, jibs, everything, just the whole vibe of that set, like I fell in love with that whole thing so much that pretty much on an impulse I went back to Pune. I quit radio and I decided bus. Ab ye khatam ho gaya. That was a journey that I started with. I learned little, I'm going to keep that knowledge with me, and now I'm going to move to TV, and I shifted to television. And like I said earlier, I've been a television freelancer for the past almost 7 years now. I have loved doing that job completely too. Like, you know, shoots is something that I totally love going to. I love ideating stuff, and you know, seeing that being executed is another kind of a feeling. While doing television freelancing, I also had a lot of periods where I would have quite some time, so I decided I'd take up a theatre workshop, which I had been wanting to do since a very long time, and I did. And after doing the theatre workshop, I acted in a few theatre plays, and that was something that I loved too. Like just standing on the stage performing to a live audience is another kind of a high. It's a very gratifying feeling which I can't explain. So that is something that again I loved a lot. And over the years I have written, I think I've been writing since I was 16, but that was more like breakup poetry which we all do at some point or the other. But I took writing a little more seriously, I think 2 to 3 years ago, which is when I kind of also started blogging. After a lot of friends of mine were like, you know, you're quite good at it, you should do it often. And sometimes you don't listen to your own self, but like you need like 10 people to tell you that this is something you're good at and you should do it. Then I started blogging and, you know, just putting down all the thoughts that would come to my head onto a blank paper, and that would give me a lot of satisfaction. It's not just like, you know, your heavy dose emo stuff, but there's slice of life and there's like all kind of stuff that I started writing, and that really made me happy too. So you know, over the years, past few years that of my journey, I've realized that I've done a lot of different things which brought me a lot of joy. Or problem kya hai, like, so this is one question that I've always struggled with, like, why do I have to be one thing when I grow up? Why can't I be many things and do many things? And also, as a kid also, I've always adored people or looked up to people who have been multifaceted, you know, multi-talented. That's something that always like attracted me towards people. I think iska bahut important reason hai is that I grew up with a dad like mine who was a banker, but he was amazing at playing all musical instruments, good singer, great at sports, amazing public speaker, which he's reached another level of public speaking now. I'm going to talk about that also someday. But yeah, seeing somebody like my dad around who was so multifaceted was very inspiring, and that's why I think that's one thing that always attracts me in people, and that's one thing that I've always aspired to be too. But you guys tell me, what are your views on this? What do you say? Do you really think it's like important to find that one passion and like just like break your head over it, because if you're not being able to figure out hame kya karna hai, or is it just okay to keep following the path you're on, to keep following the different passions that you have, and then maybe let them naturally lead you to where you're supposed to be or where you're meant to be? What do you guys say about this? And now, while doing this, it just suddenly struck me, now I have started vlogging, which I think I would have never ever thought I was going to ever do. So this is another thing that I'm exploring now, which is kind of getting me pretty interested into it. And I think it's very important to explore new things, right? Because when you do like newer things, they get you, they open up different dimensions of you for yourself, which you might have not been aware of maybe. So I think, yeah, it's very important for you to try different things. And this is not it. I'm not going to stop here. There's a lot of, there's a long to-do actually, which I have of the things that I want to do or the passion that I want to pursue. One of them being, if I could like pick up the camera and point towards this guitar lying here, I would have shown it to you, but I can't do it. It's just too much work to set it back there. But yeah, like this, I've been wanting to learn playing a guitar since a very long time. So that's on my to-do. I wanted to learn a new language, maybe Urdu, because I love Shairi and Urdu poetry, but maybe an Urdu or a Spanish. And there is another, like, you know, another list of things that I want to do. And I think it only helps you in many ways to learn new things and continuously wanting to pursue new things. It only adds a lot of dimensions to your personality. So I totally think I'm totally on the side of following a lot of passions till you maybe finally figure out that one path that you're supposed to take, or that one purpose that you've been put on this planet for. I would love to hear from you guys about what do you think about this. And on that note, I'm going to take off and see you guys tomorrow right here. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.